You're watching the top five. The Palestinian Authority has started a new campaign aimed at promoting international support for boycotting Israeli settlements. In a letter to 50 states, including Persian Gulf countries, the PA urged them to clamp down on companies working with Israeli settlements in the West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds. Companies such as the French-owned Veolia and the British security company G4S have been named in the letter. The Palestinian Authority also requested that those countries shut down all their operations in the settlements. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law, and the PA says providing services to them breaks the law. In recent months, a number of EU countries have also warned companies against entering the occupied Palestinian territories. Nell Burton is our correspondent with us now on the line from Ramallah. Let's get some more information from her. So, Nell, we're seeing now action by the PA. Has the PA been taking similar action, or is this quite unprecedented?
This is relatively unprecedented by the Palestinian Authority. As we know, the previous 2 years have been focusing on gaining a UN seat at the Assembly and engaging in so-called peace talks with the Israelis. Now, it seems that they're beginning to take further steps in order to engage the international community, create awareness campaigns, and also, you know, ask many international countries. There's also nationalists from 50 international countries, including the Persian states, to begin to look into companies or investigate companies who are investing in settlements, or, you know, they're buying products from these settlements. Now, one of the largest companies to do so is the British company G4S. I actually spoke to a member of G4S last year when there was a large campaign by boycott, divestment and sanctions from Palestine, and they made no comment, yet they refused out of settlements, which, you know, remains illegal under the Fourth Geneva Convention and international law. And the other one is the French conglomerate, the Viola company, who continues to invest in settlements. Now, you know, this is just exacerbating the issue inside of the Palestinian territories. So, you know, the more they invest in the settlements, the quicker they're going to expand. And countries, you know, such as Britain, who stand against or ostensibly stand against a settlement expansion, you know, are still allowing their companies to invest in settlements. So this is a very, very important move by the Palestinian Authority.
Nell Burton, our correspondent with us there on the line from Ramallah. Thank you very much.